it is that powerful. When the DJ spins that sound, it vibrates the room. And when everything is right, it's almost like heaven on earth. celebration. A State of Trance 800.
RFM Buren here, back in the Radio Dome in Utrecht. Oh, that was such an incredible experience, playing for that crowd, completely full on the main stage. I'm standing in the LED wall that made it extra special. How did people like it? Did you like my set, Ruben?
I loved it, man. But I have to say, I've also been switching around different areas just to have a taste of what's going on. But most of the times I was listening to your set and the energy was fantastic again.
The energy.
You live for it, right?
Well, yeah, not a lot of people know this, but I actually wrote that entire rap. I live for that energy. It's just one line of it. I was on holiday last summer in Ibiza and I thought, you know, Martin Luther King, I have a dream.
It's like a speech.
And you know, it's funny how house music has, in the beginning there was Jack.
Yeah.
And we had Chantal, The Realm. But we never had like a speech like that. So that's why I also put it online. It's available, the entire rap.
I
found this guy in New York who... But it's so amazing to see that the message actually works.
Cause it's coming across, I think.
Yeah, really great. Let's see what's also coming across. The other rooms that you can find on the other streams. Road to 1000 is Genix. Omnia will take the decks there at 2. And let me see, who's afraid of 138? Mr. John O'Callaghan. I'm really going to listen to this.
Yeah, same.
I'm secretly recording everything. Brian Carney is coming up on Who's Afraid of 138. In the Psytrance area, we currently have Asterix. And 2:45, he'll be followed by Come In Soon. So if you want to check out those sets, simply head over to our website asad.tv and you can listen to all the streams uninterrupted. But let's head back to the main stage here, all the way from Australia. And it's really special that he's here because his wife is due.
Very much due.
Very much due. Actually, I had dinner with Marlo and his wife, and it was amazing in Australia. So I'm extra. It's extra special that he's here.
Jeanette, we're thinking of you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We hope everything will be well. Sending our love from Holland to Australia. And let's head back to the main stage here for Mr. Marlo, live from Utrecht.
Yeah.
Such an amazing set from Marlo on the main stage here in Utrecht. Broadcasting. We're all living for this energy. If you've just joined us, we're broadcasting live from Europe's biggest trance festival in the Jaarbeurshallen in Utrecht. I'm actually charging up right now for my second set tonight. I closed down the main stage with a vinyl set. Hope that will go well. We had some feedback problems, but I think they're all sorted. Right before you went on, we were fixing them. But I really can't wait. It's so much fun to play the original vinyls. I have a big amount of great people with me again, starting with this man. Crowned the best-selling trance artist on Beatport for 2016 with a string of releases on Who's Afraid of 138, all the way from Argentina. Can I have some noise for Mr. Chris Switzer? One of the rising talents in trance, let me tell you. You'll play the Road to 1000 stage.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, representing Latin America tonight.
Thank you. Gracias.
And do you have a message for your for the Spanish speaking fans in Argentina, Mexico, everywhere?
Yeah, of course. Muchas gracias a todos por el apoyo que nos dan constantemente y bueno, espero que les estén pasando bien lo que están escuchando desde su casa.
Hey, there you go. Whoa. I really have to take on the Spanish lesson. Really has to happen. Hey, thank you so much. Really can't wait to hear your set. Any particular things we should know about your set?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of new tracks, a lot of new remixes, collaborations, and some bootlegs, of course. Uh-huh. So yeah, can't wait.
Are you going to play the Need to Feel Love bootleg?
Of course, yeah, of course.
I love that one.
Really. Actually, I did it for this gig.
Really?
Yeah, but I had to send it to you before. So.
Oh, it's amazing. If you want to catch his set, switch to the Road to 1000 stage on ASAT.TV, and you can hear Chris Switzer. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the other microphone here is no other than the trance legend in Holland, Mr. Ram. Make some noise for Ram, people! We had you in the studio yesterday when we did the broadcast on the Dutch station.
Yes.
And you promised to play some new stuff. How did that go down?
Amazing.
Yeah?
I have the new collab with Arctic Moon and Steingrove.
Nice.
The new Giuseppe Ottaviani remix for Forever and a Day.
Wow.
I made a new track with a little bit Psytech hardstyle.
Yeah.
So that was kind of tricky because I'm more young for my emotional tracks, of course.
Yeah.
So that went really well down. So I was very happy. It's, of course, an amazing vibe here. With lots of energy.
And you're doing a lot of your events on your own, the Grotesque events. You've planned a lot, right? More than ever.
Yeah, we're doing actually very fine. We have, of course, the three labels. The club tours are starting this year. So we're going to go internationally all over the world. We're doing South America, Australia, Asia.
Unbelievable.
So yeah, it's going really well. And the labels, of course, are really good. Like you probably know.
I'm a big fan. I hope we can see you more in the studio in Amsterdam as well. To talk about your new releases.
You're going
to
do a solo show. You're going to do a solo show as well.
I'm going to do a solo show, yes.
Where?
To close.
Some details, come on.
Fuel. I'm starting Fuel. I always do it once a year there. But also in South America I'm going to do it. And probably also in America. So yeah, it's really looking forward to that.
People always ask me why I still do this. I mean, I'm not slowing down. I have no plans of slowing down. Some people thought that. No way. But you're not slowing down either.
How can I? We live for the energy.
Exactly. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, thank you, Ram. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for the invite.
Of course. And let's quickly head back to the main stage because Ram is ripping it up. No, Marlo is ripping it up.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the start. If the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways, be there with you. Over and over, the only truth. Everything comes back to you. You, 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 you.
Everything comes back to you. We'll be right back.
Tune of the week this week on the regular State of Trance broadcast. I Live for That Energy, Marlowe's own remix. He's playing it on the main stage here in Utrecht. And a lot of people are asking me, are you really going to broadcast every week a State of Trance from your new studio? Yep, we are. We are. Every week. Reaching the peak hours of the State of Trance Festival here in Utrecht. Happy to have you with me again. Still more than 3 hours to go, including my vinyl closing set on the main stage. So stay tuned for that. And wow, do we have some trance legends in the studio here. I mean, normally I could spend like hours of radio shows on these three guys sitting here. So much to say. First of all, trance legends Pure Energy. Make some noise. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
That's us.
That's amazing. Hey, first of all, that track, what is it? Historia Prophecy.
Prophecy.
Yeah. That's a new one. That's the anthem for Historia Festival in Australia, yeah. Which is going to take place in March. And yeah, we just made the anthem like a thinking about the dance floor.
Yeah.
With the dance floor in mind, and then we came up with the idea, right, Rich?
Yeah, it's actually the... normally when we go in the studio together, we actually go in the studio, but this is the first one we did across the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the first, and a lot of people are saying it's our best track, so...
Well, we should do it again, you know, like keeping more...
Yeah, but I like coming to your house because we have... his wife is an excellent cook.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yeah.
That's no, the reason I mean, why. Seriously, hats off. I mean, I just played the track on the main stage. Wow, what a breakdown. Right.
Thank you.
It's really that type of trance sound, the classic trance sound is coming back, right? I mean, for us, it's never been gone, but for a lot of people, it's like...
I've been saying this for the past 5 years.
I know. Well, you know, all from our different directions, I think we could say, and it's just a general thing that's happening right now.
It's like, amazing.
Coming back or not, we don't really care much. We just do what we like, right?
Yeah, it's just more people.
Just keep,
great.
Keep doing what we like, yeah.
How did your set go?
Go.
Go. Right.
There you go. It was amazing, actually. We worked in a different way for this show.
Okay.
We had a certain way of producing the show previously. We did something different tonight, and we think it really worked.
Yeah.
We managed to pack more tracks in, didn't we? And the transitions were more interesting as well.
Yeah, did you stop DJing at all? I mean, are you still DJ? I mean, how does it work? Because you're Solarstone, right? You DJ at Solarstone as well. Yeah. You have Pure Trance yeah. label. And you're half of Pure Energy.
We just have to get the balance right.
Uh-huh.
You know, our solo careers are
it's the main thing,
they
right?
They take priority.
Because Pure Energy, that was born as a side project, just to do something completely different.
Yeah, so how many gigs a year are you going to do as Pure Energy, and how many are you going to do as Giuseppe Taviani, and how many as Solarstone? Is there already a balance?
Well, I think that Giuseppe Taviani and Solarstone are still the main projects.
Uh-huh.
I think we do... we said we weren't going to do more than 10 or 12 shows of Pure Energy per year.
Oh, wow. So yeah, thank you for coming here. I mean, you made the theme song for Historia again. We just touched on it. New trance event in Australia. Absolutely magic. So keep making those tunes, gentlemen. And keep working over the internet because it works.
Yeah, because it works, right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now a guy that's bringing the harder styles of trance. I just played a track of his in my set as well. Ben Nicky, make some noise!
How are you, mate? How are you?
What can we hear in your set tonight?
To be honest with you, mate, I just sent over a new track to Ruben a couple of days ago, so for 138 label, my follow-up to Hectic.
Yeah.
It's called Cobra. I don't know if I was allowed to say that, but...
yeah, why not?
Yeah, so I'm going to drop that, and I just did a remix for a hardcore legend, Darren Styles, you might remember from years
nice.
Ago.
Nice! Wow.
Yeah, he did a track with Christina Novelli, and I've just remixed it, so I'm going to try and fit that in, because I'm like one of them DJs that likes to fit in about 100 tracks an hour, so I'll try.
What is your take on the thing that people say trance is coming back?
I think it was never gone. I just think that a lot of people were scared of dancing faster. And I think, there's a very... I've noticed that there's a very, very young generation coming through right now, especially in the UK and Australia and other territories.
No, here. Because I read the statistics, and this might interest a lot of you out there. The biggest group of people that were here last year was 18 to 24.
Exactly.
And that, gentlemen, for us as oldies, is good news. Well, you're not an oldie, but we are oldies.
Yeah, the new generation's coming in.
I'm getting there.
New generation's happening. That's good news for trance.
Yeah, agree.
Catch Ben Nicky at 3:30 at the Who's Afraid of 138 area. And within 10 minutes, we have Ali and Fila on stage. But let's have a quick listen to Ruben. He had Marlowe in the Rec Room.
The Rec Room. Ruben Durand.
You scored the Tune of the Week this week with your remix of the official anthem of State of Trance 800. What else is cooking in the Marlow Studios right now?
A lot, actually. So I'm planning to start my own label this year. So I've got a lot...
That's a scoop.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of tracks I'm really excited to release on the label. So tonight will be filled with IDs.
Is it going
to
be the something with Altitude or...?
Yes, Altitude. So as you know, you were a massive part of it last year. The Altitude shows in Australia did really well. They were all sold out. And I really want to bring that concept, the Altitude concept, worldwide. So do the same sort of style shows in different territories around the world, but also at the same time launch a label.
Are you going to surprise us again like you did 2 years ago with the Tech Energy song?
A little bit. It's going to be a tough set. I mean, I'm playing after Armin this year. Last year it was before him and a bit earlier. So I'm really excited.
ASOT 800 Celebration. A State of Trance 800.
With Marlow live on the main stage.
This is my last track. You guys have been absolutely incredible. This is a dream come true for me. Thank you.